Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, so tell us the story why you called a welfare check on your neighbors.
Okay, I had neighbors.
They were just partying too loud. I didn't know.
No,
okay.
That's not it. That's, they weren't partying.
They were so loud.
That's not what was happening. I had neighbors. They were about my age. We were friendly. We talked over the fence many times. They had a baby. I'd say the baby was, you know, at this point, maybe it was less than a year old. And I talked to the wife more than the husband. He worked a lot, but I did talk to him. And certainly on the weekends, he was just one of those kind of guys that would come over to the fence and, hey, how you doing? He was a stop and chat kind of guy. And I kind of knew their routine. I knew they had this kid over there. There's certain behaviors you expect. I also knew at nighttime when I was being loud, I felt bad because our walls are pretty close together. And I thought, they got that kid over there. They're probably trying to sleep. So I would try to be mindful of the fact that there was a young couple over there with the baby. Okay. So one night I'm at home alone and over at their house, their dog starts barking. Now they had a dog. They had this chocolate lab. And whenever they let this lab out, I don't know why, but they didn't really seem to want it out in the yard much. They would let it out in the yard, it would go to the bathroom, and then it went right back in the house. So it's weird because usually with people with dogs like that, you see them out in the yard, our dogs would play along the fence line. But now with this dog, it just came out. You would forget almost that they had a dog sometimes. But I had met the dog, and this night it starts barking. Now it starts barking at like, it's like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I've been up late watching TV, whatever, and this dog is just barking, like barking, barking, barking. And I've never heard it do this during the day, let alone at night. So it's going crazy. So I look outside through the window, and I can see that the light out back, or the light inside the house is on. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's, and the blinds aren't closed, which is, I don't know, it seemed weird, but maybe they don't close their blinds. And I don't know, I don't pay that close attention. But there's a light on in the house, and the dog is out back.
They're basically best friends, it's surprising. You know.
Yeah, the dog is out back barking like crazy. Mm. So I finally go out
making
back.
Noise.
It's just going nuts like something's wrong. So I go out, but like I'm thinking, like, did this person fall down or have a heart attack? What's going on? So I go out back, and I look, and I can see the dog is standing out back. It's just staring at the door to the house wanting to get in, barking frantically. And this goes on for a really long time. So I kind of walk out in the yard and I look to see just to make sure nobody fell down or had a heart attack or anything like that. And I don't see anything. So I go back and mind my own business. I watch TV. This dog continues to bark. I'm thinking they wouldn't. And it's cold outside too, by the way. I should add that. It was middle of winter and it was really cold. There was snow on the ground. This dog is barking frantically. I allow it to continue barking. Mm-hmm. I just ignore it. And then I lay down to go to bed finally. And when I lay down to go to bed, this dog is going nuts. So I kind of peek through the blinds again because my bedroom wall is the one that looks right out over at their house. And I can see that, like I said, the lights are on, but I don't see any movement or anything. Just that there's a light on in the house and this dog is still outside. It's probably 15 degrees out and this dog is going nuts. I keep thinking someone's going to call the cops. It's not going to be me, right?
Yeah, so again, that's right, what I'm thinking.
Right, right.
As we head to the story.
Keeps going. So finally, I am starting to get annoyed now because now it's like 4 o'clock in the morning and this dog is still going. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to walk over there. I'll walk over there and get a better look. I mean, I looked out back.
So what'd you put on?
So I put on like sweatpants and shoes and I was gonna walk over
there.
And I put on a hoodie. Hmm. And I even thought about grabbing my gun and I realized that's stupid. There's no need to do that. So I just started to walk over there. And as I started to walk over there, I'm looking at the front of the house. There's a light on in there. I can't see any movement. Dog is still going nuts. So I kind of go over and I give a quick like tap on the door. Because now I'm convinced in my head, I've built this up in my head because I know these people. And I know this is so out of character for them. I've built up in my head that either someone broke into that house and they put the dog out back and they, you know, threw the dog out back and they're either still in the house or they're gone and they just left the dog out back. Or someone is home alone and had some sort of medical emergency.
And the dog didn't want to see it anymore and let itself out?
No, like they put the dog out and then they had a heart attack or something freaking out and it can't get in the house. And maybe the dog knows something's up too and that's why it sounds so frantic. So
Pops has had a heart attack.
Dogs know when there's something wrong. So I go over. I don't see anything. Honestly, I was a little scared. I had built it up in my head a little bit. Like, maybe there's somebody in this house that's not supposed to be there. It's really late now.
Are you wearing pajama pants?
I'm wearing sweatpants. I was wearing, like, Charlie Hustle sweatpants. Remember those gray ones that I used to wear sometimes? And I'm like, all right, so I go back into the bedroom. I can't see anything. I lay back down in bed. Dog's still going. And now I'm just convinced.
Where's your girlfriend saying at this point?
She's not home. She's not home. And I'm thinking, this dude is probably on the floor in there. He's had a heart attack. And I'm just letting this dog sit out there in the freezing cold barking. No one has done anything about it. The house next to them on the other side is empty. It had been empty for a while because a tree fell on it. So I'm the only one really close to them. Although the neighbors behind them, I think they could have heard this dog barking, but maybe it wasn't bothering them as much. I don't know. But I'm thinking, something is not right. I know these people.
Something is amiss, Karen.
Yeah. So I finally call the non-emergency number.
Yeah.
And I say, what do I do?
There's a dog out back.
That's not what I said.
It's been barking for a long time. And then I even walked over there. I put on my Charlie Hustle sweatpants, which are very hip to the kids.
You're the only one who asked what I was wearing.
And I threw on a hoodie.
So,
and I walked over there, and I looked in the window, and I even tapped lightly. But there was nothing.
I said, I don't know what's going on.
I went back home and I tried to go to bed, but I'm just very concerned.
The lady on the phone was concerned. She said, when did the dog start barking? I said, like 12:30, 1 o'clock. And
she said, 4 hours.
It's been out there this whole time? I said, yes. And I said, and the dog is never, first of all, it never barks, and
they've
never outside.
They've lived next to me forever, and I've just never even noticed the dog
before. If there's someone home right now,
they've probably been injured.
Well, I was worried that they were. So yeah. I said, I'm worried. And
I'm very concerned.
She said, okay.
Can you please send a uniformed officer?
No, I just said, what should I do? And she said, well.
You should mind your own fucking business.
That's not what she said. She said, we need to do She said, we need to do a welfare check.
I was emphatic about that. I apologize.
She said, we need to do a welfare check. I said,
you should hang up the phone and masturbate and go to sleep. Like everybody else in your neighborhood. The guy's probably just drunk. And he let the dog out, and he went to sleep. Leave him alone.
Well, again.
Is that what happened?
I don't know, because
I believe
she
that's what happened. You believe that's what happened, Snowcone?
That man sounds right.
She says, they need to do a welfare check. I said, no, I don't want this guy getting in trouble for the dog barking. Whatever. I'm just worried. She goes, no, they're not going to get in any trouble. She said that. Hmm. And I said,
okay.
You don't
trust them when that happens.
Well, they got better things to do.
Yeah, just tell us the truth.
I'm just saying they're not. They don't care when crimes are committed. So.
I know. I'm just saying when it's cops and they say, "Hey, just tell us the truth, and we can help you." As a rule, don't get a lawyer. Just tell them the truth.
I mean, I'm not. I don't want this to be a complaint. Like I'm not lodging a complaint against him. Mm-hmm. I'm saying if you find him in there and he's got drugs and hookers, that's his own problem. I don't know. You know. I called the cops, but sorry, buddy. I thought maybe you were dead. So it takes them because it's you know, Kansas City. It took them about an hour, maybe. I just figured they weren't coming. But I did hear a car pull up.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning?
It's like 5 o'clock in the morning. And
the sun's coming up.
And it's still dark. And this car pulls up. And I see these guys get out, and you can hear them.
El Camino.
You can hear them walking in the snow, and they walk up to the house. And as soon as they walk up to the front door, they knock on the door. Well, first of all, actually, they went around and tried looking through windows,
mm-hmm.
doing the same thing I'd been doing earlier.
Yeah, well, that's good, solid police work, right there.
Then they go around to the front, and they give it the knock.
Nothing. Which is what, same exact
then
thing.
They give it, right, but then they give it the police pound. They do the.
The
like
police
that.
Pound.
It's loud.
That's what I did to Snow Cone last night.
That's right.
I gave him the old police pound.
And that's why shorts were messy.
Yeah, so good.
So, once they did that, the dog, boom, the light goes off inside the house, and the dog is in the house.
So the guy went to sleep.
So the guy realized that he'd probably pass out drunk. He'd left the dog out back. So they had woke him up when he heard the pounding. He let the dog inside, turned off all the lights, and then didn't answer the door. And the cops just left. They saw that the lights had gotten turned off, and they go, and the dog stopped barking, and they left. That was it. That does not make me a Karen. He could have had a medical emergency. And what if his wife had come home from being out of town from his teacher's convention or whatever and said, did you not see anything? Like, well, I heard the dog barking. It was 10 degrees and was out there barking for 8 hours, but what was I going to do?
I think the simple answer is no. Did you see anything? No.
I couldn't live with that. I couldn't have that on my conscience. I thought something happened.
I sleep.
Yeah, well,
I don't hear stuff when I sleep.
Couldn't sleep.
Was that a heavy sleeper?
Yeah,
you know, they call it a heavy. I'm a heavy sleeper.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I was wide awake because this dog was barking in my damned ear, and I thought something was wrong. You get it built up in your head, you know. You start to come up with these different scenarios, and then eventually you land on one where you think, actually, this has to be what it is. It's like confirmation bias. You convince yourself that's what's happening. He must have had some sort of medical emergency.
But he didn't.
In there. Not that I know.
Did you ever
know.
Ask him about it?
No, we never mentioned it. It never got brought. I know his wife was out of town because his wife's car wasn't there. No, they moved. He's the one who built nukes. Remember I told you about him?
No.
The feds had to come ask me questions about him one time, make sure that he wasn't, I don't know, getting drunk in the middle of the night, leaving his dog outside because he makes nukes for...
Did you tell him that he did that?
I said, I don't know them. I said, he seems fine. Like, have you ever met him? I said hi to him. Is he, you know, does he come and go at weird hours? Nope. Did he see anything unusual?
Did
nope.
You tell him about did you tell him about the dog
story? This was before the dog. Before the dog, yeah. So he went to build nukes somewhere else. Actually, he left the country. I forgot. They moved. They moved to Canada. So
to build nukes for Canada?
I guess Canada must want nukes, too. I don't know. Maybe he got a job doing something else up there. Maybe they're making electricity. I don't know. But he moved to Canada. But he knew that I knew, and we never spoke of it. Obviously,
how did he know you know?
Because he knew that someone had to have.
He didn't know it was you. It could have been the guy next door.
There was nobody in there.
I know behind him.
It could have been. It could have been. But I just had this feeling that he knew, like, man, that dog was barking all night. There's no way he could have not heard
it. He probably didn't even know the dog was barking all night.
I'm sure once he realized he put the dog out back and forgot about it and passed out, that he knows the dog and he knows the dog's going to sit out there and bark all night. The dog was going nuts.
Maybe he's trying to kill the dog.
That could have been. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. But
yeah, the answer to that, by the way, is always the same answer.
You didn't see anything.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
We're not going to do anything.
I'm not calling the cops.
Who else do you call?
No one. You're not a
rat. No one. Okay, I'm not a rat. I'm a rat. I'm worried the guy's hurt. Worried something happened. I'm worried somebody could have broken in the house and hurt them. And that they put the dog out back.
Mind
your
business.
That crossed my mind. Yeah, well, it's not like he got in any trouble. So there. I'm a Karen because one time I wanted to make sure that my neighbor wasn't lying in a pool of his own blood helpless.
Why didn't you do something else?
What?
What were we just talking about? Oh, your neighbor talking about you wanted to do another welfare check.
No, I wanted to ask if
she didn't mow her lawn.
No, I asked you if
standards.
I should offer to mow her lawn.
Oh my God. You just said
her
it. That's
grass
how we
is
got
10
here.
Feet tall and she's disappeared. I asked
you. Just
you
just got here because you're like, I keep walking by her house and her grass is too
I
long.
I asked you, should I offer to mow her lawn?
No, you should offer
okay.
to shut your mouth.
Gladly.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Okay, before we get out of here, you know I'm a true crime junkie.
Mm-hmm.
I have, I think, the craziest missing person story you'll ever hear. Like, it's one of the craziest true crime stories I've ever heard. I don't know if you'd call it crime. I mean, it is a true crime story. And just, it involves a missing person, and it is probably the craziest thing I've ever heard. Did you watch the, you say you watched the Peterson thing?
I did.
You still feel...
I feel like I don't know exactly what happened.
But he doesn't deserve to be in prison based on the evidence that they have.
At least what I know of.
Right. That's how I feel.
I feel like, and even like listening to the cops, I'm like, I mean, they say they're confident, but it doesn't sound like they're confident.
Right. And they sounded much more confident than the Netflix thing I noticed, that same cop.
But they started bringing up stuff to him. They're like, yeah, well, I never heard that. Like, well, you should have.
They're like, oh, well, I omitted this, but that's not a big deal. And it's like, well, it seems like it should be a big deal, but what do I know? I'm not a cop. I just thought maybe he did it, but it doesn't seem like they had enough. Sure, I mean, a death penalty, it did not seem like they had enough
and
to put him in prison.
And the blood thing, like, they kept bringing it up. There was, like, a speck of blood on his...
On their sheets.
On his sheets. Like, it could be...
Right. I'm sure there's a speck of blood or
on
snot or
sheets,
semen
right.
on all of my sheets. Yeah. I mean, it's mine.
It's mine, too.
Okay. Can I tell you this true crime story before we get out of here?
Could you imagine testing snow cone shorts for DNA?
Oh, my God. The machine would blow up.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
So this is one of the craziest missing persons stories I've ever heard. True crime, whatever you want to call it. This woman, she's a grown woman. She's 31 years old, okay? Her family searching for her. She goes missing. And they're looking
for
There's
a dog
her
out her. Back.
Yeah, barking. And no
barking,
one ever
and
did
the grass
anything.
Is very high.
Yeah.
And no one ever told anybody anything.
That's right. And by the time they got there, it was too late. So this woman, her name was Jessie. She had diabetes. She'd been dealing with diabetes for quite a few years. And so, you know, as far as like health concerns and that sort of stuff goes, they knew that she had diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't know what had happened to her. Her family had talked to her. When or where?
When?
Recently. Like this just happened in the last couple of years because this lawsuit has just now come out in the news yesterday or today. So the cops are like, you know, they call and they make a missing persons report, and the police are like, all right, when's the last time you saw her, all that type of stuff. Well, the last time they spoke to her was she had had some sort of flare-up with her diabetes, and she had checked herself into a hospital somewhere, and at some point she called and said, hey, you know, they've checked me out. I need a ride. So mom had gone to go pick her up from the hospital. But when she got there, the hospital's like, she's already, she checked herself out. She signed herself out and she left. And the mom's like, well, that's weird because I haven't heard from her. She said she needed a ride. It's not like her. So they filed this missing persons report and they spend the next year looking for her everywhere, right? They put up flyers. They do all the stuff that you would see in all of these shows. They've got Facebook groups, the whole thing. They keep thinking they've you know, there's a million sightings. You know, even people in the family think they see her sometimes. Like, oh, they might see someone who's homeless, and they go, oh, wait, that could be her because if she's living down the streets, if she doesn't, if she's not well, whatever, she could look a little different. So they had multiple times where they thought maybe they'd seen her, and they even went up and approached a few different people, like, wait, are you Jesse? You know, oh, sorry, thought that you were someone else. So this goes on for a year. Now, with missing persons, how involved the police gets kind of depends on the police department and how old the missing person is. It seems like if it's a kid, police are in high gear, right? And it becomes a big story. If it's a pretty white college girl, seems like a lot of times, especially in small towns, then you get a lot of national press from that, and the police will get involved in that too.
Mm-hmm.
But with other people, sometimes it's just kind of hit and miss. And if it's a busy police department, the cops may be a little too busy to dedicate a lot of time. But the cops are looking into this case. After a year of searching, the cops are trying to retrace those final steps, those things that they know Jessie did for sure before she went missing. And they know that that she had checked herself into that hospital, so they go back to that hospital.
She's still
there. It's called Mercy San Juan Medical Center. It's just outside Sacramento. And they find out that she had not checked herself out of that hospital.
She was still there.
She died at that hospital. She died at that hospital. And they sent her body to the morgue in cold storage, where it has been sitting for over a year. So they've been out searching for her, and this whole time she's been dead in the storage facility. And it's not like this was the first time someone had talked to the hospital to say, hey, but the hospital had said, sounds like more than once, I don't know what to tell you, she checked herself out, right? Mm. She's not here anymore. She's an adult, and she checked herself out. So the relatives, obviously grief-stricken, and I think understandably upset, are suing, which I thought, you know, every now and then I'll ask you, we'll play a little game of would you sue. I think I know the answer to this one. We would all sue, right? If we've been searching for a loved one for a year, and the hospital's like, oh, Sorry.
How did
she's
they finally
here.
Find out?
The cops apparently, it's not clear other than that it was the police.
Someone, there's obviously a record that she checked herself out. So someone made a mistake.
Yes.
Right? But to go back, they'd gone back and looked at that record again. What made them go back and be like, oh, we think the record's wrong?
It was the
because I could see that being there forever.
Right.
Because you were like, hey, all right, the cops come back. They want to know where this Brooks lady is. You look at it. She checked herself out at 3:06 p.m. on Thursday, August 22nd, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that could go on forever. So how did they figure it out?
It doesn't say for specifically, but it does say that it was the police that figured this out. So it wasn't the family calling there and then saying, you know, we want proof that she left here. It wasn't anything like that. According to these articles, it was the police doing their investigation and going back to this hospital. And they must have been suspicious at some point, like, wait, did she leave? Maybe the police are like, hey, since we're the cops, you're going to show us the actual records.
Footage, right?
Or show us the records where she checked out. You know, they might not have camera footage from a year ago, but show us the records where she checked out. And it could have been as simple as they look at the records and go, it doesn't say she checked out. It doesn't say she. Right. It says that she was able to be checked out, but it didn't say that she left. It didn't say that she got in a car and went anywhere. And something medically could have happened to her after a doctor had cleared her.
But nobody put a death certificate on her or anything?
And that's, I mean, obviously part of why the family is suing for $5 million. How did this happen? She's in the morgue this entire time, so it's not like they buried her.
$5 million is a lot.
Well, yeah, you've been searching for your loved one for a year now.
You were making $5 million a year.
Well, I don't think that's the point. Some of this is punitive, right? I said, you learn from your mistakes. I mean, hospitals can be notoriously difficult to deal with. And now you've got a loved one, and turns out,
insurance anyway, so just pay me the money.
She was here the whole time? Well, I mean, you know, she was there when mom went to get her. That's for sure. She was still in that hospital. And the hospital's telling her, no, she's gone.
But she was there, but she was dead.
She was there, but she was probably dead.
Actually, that's the thing that I'd be more worried about. Was she really dead?
Well, I'd like to know, too. I'm sure they would, too. Like, was she dead in that moment?
Right. Was she dead in that moment when we went to go get her? Or did you guys keep her for a while, and then she died?
Right. What happened? We know she had some sort of flare-up that was related to her diabetes. But
and the diabetes killed her?
But she, well, it sounded like she probably had type 1 diabetes. But she called her mom, I'm guessing. But she had called her mom and said, okay, I'm done, come get me. So, maybe she was feeling better, and I could just imagine that a doctor says, okay, you're cleared to be released from the hospital, but then she has a flare-up again of some sort. She gets sick again. Oh, my God. They rush her to the ICU, whatever. Now mom's at the hospital. They're like, oh, well, she's not in that room. She's gone, right?
Right.
Because she was in this room down here on the second floor. Now she's in the ICU, which I don't know. I don't see her. So she's gone. They send her body over to the morgue. The cops are like, okay, this is her.
And all this could have been cleared up if he would have just called about the barking dog.
That someone would have called the police sooner.
And said, someone the grass is long.
Someone would have called the police sooner and said, something's fishy.
We need concerned citizens like that.
I know. And the worst part is the cops are like, we think this is her. We're pretty sure it's her. But they wanted to try and identify her, you know, close this case. The fingerprints are too deteriorated. Her body is so decomposed, even though it's been in cold storage, that they can't see her tattoos. So, like, they're pretty sure it's her, but I just imagine, too, now you're a family member, you're thinking, what if, though? Is there, like, a chance that it isn't? So I'm sure they had to do some sort of DNA test eventually to say, okay.
No, it's her.
Because otherwise, you're going to have that lingering doubt. Like, I thought that she was out there. I've been looking for her for
a year.
Where
did you hear this case about?
Where did I hear it? It's in the news today. It was all over the news
today.
And
where did it happen?
California.
Hmm.
Why?
I was just curious.
Sacramento area. And the news today, the mom has been on the news doing interviews talking about the lawsuit because they're suing for $5 million. I think they should sue for $5 million in damages. I can't believe you think that's a lot.
I'm just kidding. I think it's not enough either. Right.
Yeah.
For me to think that my daughter's still alive.
Right.
Like, it's not that you made a mistake or whatever, but you did make a mistake. But the follow-up. Like, you then so if you made a mistake, you made a mistake. I'm not going to sue over that. But then when the cops came back and asked you about it, and you still, then you, that to me feels like you just kind of disregarded us.
Yeah.
Like, come on. We checked her out. We already told you that.
Yeah.
That's the part where I'm like, now we thought our daughter was alive for a year.
Right. And this article doesn't say it, but the mom was saying on TV today, I saw her saying that when she went to pick up her daughter, she made it sound like the hospital was like, well, we didn't want her to leave. You know, we thought that she should stay a little longer, but...
Well, she should stay a little bit longer. She died.
Exactly. But she's an adult, and she decided, you know, against doctor's
wishes to leave.
Right,
so they're like, we talked to her before she left.
That's basically what...
They're lying.
That's what the mom made it sound like. Like, well, you know, she shouldn't have left, probably, but she's an adult, and she decided to check herself out, so she left. Sorry. So they really, really screwed up. And then that family spent a year, and the police spent a year looking for this girl. And they find out, look, you're thinking the whole time she might be dead, of course. Anytime someone's missing, that's your biggest fear. But not that she's still at the hospital where you went to pick her up.
I'm with you, Karen. Make them pay.
How does that make me a Karen? For Christ's sake.
Make them pay.
God, I can't win today.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yeah.
You like that shirt I gave you?
I do.
He said we could go. He said people could go over there and buy t-shirts if they want.
He did?
Popflyapparel.com.
Boom.
I've been wanting to make baseball t-shirts forever.
We need a ribbon cut.
Forever. I know. Popflyapparel.com.
Well, congratulations.
Go check it out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Buy a t-shirt.
Yeah. That's it. That's the whole show.
I gave you yours for free.
I know. That was nice of you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'll wear it. You know, I'll help you move some units. Trust me.
Let me see it. Which one did I give you?
It smells brand new. You give me the Sal's My Catcher. That's the one that I saw.
You like that one? For,
yeah, I like this one. Like
Sal's My Catcher.
I like it.
Then you got t-shirts there. Bear Me Arroyo. Bobby's a New Junior.
Yeah, those are cool. Mm-hmm. I like them.
I like the one that says Nacho. The Nacho Brisket thing is pretty good.
It's good. What's the website again?
Popflyapparel.com.
Boom. Lazo's a business owner. Look at
there
that.
There you go. Look at that, huh? I really wanted to make Snoco my partner.
I know. You tried, but he's busy.
I've been asking him for 2 years.
He's got a lot of things going on.
Got a lot of stuff going on.
Got a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. A lot of irons in the fire?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
I get it.
I understand wanting to partner with him. He's successful at those other things, but there's a limit at some point.
Devastated I missed out.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to cut into his other successes.
That's right.
Put that link in there somewhere. I need to sell some t-shirts, baby. I got child support to pay. What, are you kidding?
Oh, I wouldn't report any of this. Your business partner's making all the money.
Yeah, I got vodka coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You know I got child support.
You just let those
vodka,
people use your name.
I got t-shirts.
He's an idea
what
man.
Do you need? What do you need, baby? What do you need? All right, we're good?
Yeah.
Who did we talk about today? I can't even think of anybody.
Well, drunk toddlers. We talked about the stripper. We talked about the woman who was missing.
Our friend Lane dropped off shots for us.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.